The most difficult question to answer is, who am I? Most people think of themselves as their body. They identify themselves as the physical body that they have. But think about it, you don't have the same body today that you had yesterday. Even in 1 year, you recycle 98% of all the atoms in your body. You had a different body when you were a child, a different body when you were a baby, a different body as a teenager. So you couldn't possibly be a body, even though you identify with it at this moment. Similarly, you couldn't possibly be your thoughts, because you don't have the same thoughts today that you had yesterday, or now that you had even a few minutes ago. Your mind is constantly in the stream of change. What about emotions? Well, same thing. You have different emotions from moment to moment, from day to day, from year to year. What about personality? Well, personality evolves. Hopefully you don't have the same personality that you had as a teenager. There's constant evolution of that identity too. What about the situations, circumstances, and people in your life? Well, they're constantly changing and evolving as well. So when you start to do this kind of self-reflection and start slowly detaching from all the identities you have assumed, what you're left with is a self without boundaries. That self, that inner you, that Atman, is also the self of the universe. The self of the universe has no boundaries, because everything arises and subsides in that greater self. You are the infinite ocean of consciousness in which the whole universe arises and subsides, in which individual observers arise and subside, modes of observation arise and subside, objects of observation arise and subside. But you are the self in which all this happens. And even as you look at an ocean and see that an ocean is water before it arises, an ocean is water in its pattern of behavior as a wave, and an ocean is water as the wave subsides into the ocean, you too are cosmic consciousness, in which all space-time events and all observers of space-time events constantly arise and subside. As the great poet Rumi said, you're not just a drop in the ocean, you're also the mighty ocean in the drop. And that's why the great teachers have always said, don't compromise yourself. Understand that your innermost being is the self of the universe. And when you can have that experience has no words to describe it. It's therefore called Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means truth, Chit, knowingness, and Ananda, eternal bliss. You are the self of the entire universe. Anything else is a compromise.